Welcome to Moving Forward, sponsored by MPW MockLink TV and MockLink Internet, online at mpw.org. Each weekday morning, our local talk segment brings you the people who are helping move our community forward. Let's start the show.
Welcome to Moving Forward on the 8th day of June. My guest this morning is the Library Director for the Musset Public Library, Pam Collins. Are you there?
I am here, Amy. Thank you.
Oh, thank you for coming on the show this morning.
Well, we're excited to let everyone know that we are open to the public.
That's exactly one of the big reasons I wanted to talk to you. You guys just, was it opened on the 1st or?
Yes, we opened on the 1st.
All right, and that's exactly when the summer reading program started, correct?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's the other big thing, because I didn't realize that the summer reading program wasn't just, I thought it was for just kids. I didn't realize it's for everybody.
Yes, we have different activities for teens, but for adults, the summer reading program is really the opportunity to read a certain amount of books, and then we have a small prize when they finish that.
Okay, and then are you doing like that weekly, or is it's just whenever they turn in however many books?
No, it's whenever they do it. It's on their own schedule.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure of what they said as the ending day. I'm sorry, I didn't know you wanted to talk about
that. Oh, no! I think that the 31st is what I saw on your website of July is the end of the program.
Okay, yeah. So if they read... for adults, if they read the certain amount of books, I believe it's 10 within that period, we give out a Hy-Vee $5 gift certificate.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, now that you guys have reopened, what are some of the changes that you've made within the library as far as COVID is concerned and whatnot? Pam, are you there?
I am. I'm trying to block a call on the other line, and it's cutting you off. So you'll get a call beeping.
That's fine. Well, let's just get back to as far as the library being open. What are you asking of the community as far as COVID is concerned?
We're trying to keep our services as available as possible. So we are open at slightly different hours. We're open 10 to 6 Monday through Friday, 10 to 2 on Saturday, and 1 to 3 on Sunday.
Okay.
We're asking people to come in the front doors, which are the doors on 2nd Street, and that's so we can get a good count of how many people are in the building. We're limited to only 50 people at a time in the building. So far, that hasn't been a problem, but... until we know that the pandemic is really decreasing in Iowa, we have to be very careful because we could end up being a nexus if we're not super careful of how people are able to use the building.
Absolutely.
So initially, 50 people at a time. Again, that hasn't been a problem so far. 1 hour in the building a day per person. Seating is primarily just for computer use.
Okay.
So really what we're expecting is most of the people who come in the building will either be there to use computers or to browse for books and check out. The meeting rooms aren't available at the time, and that we're, requiring people to maintain social distance. So it's really not a place to get together and chat very easily.
Right. Well, the other thing, too, is, like, if these people are taking these books home, I guess that's the other thing is, you still can't bring cups into gas stations and that kind of thing. What are you doing to keep the books clean when they return?
Well, we're doing what other libraries are doing. When the pandemic first started and we closed the building, we had it completely disinfected by ServPro.
Oh, okay.
They have the ability to come in and disinfect everything, and it works. It does kill the virus. But when we started the curbside pickup, we knew that those books were clean.
Right.
Now that people are coming into the building, what we're doing is when people return books, and we've been doing this all along, but if people return books, we are quarantining them. DVDs also, we quarantine DVDs for a longer period of time because the virus can remain active on the plastic, on the DVD covers, for a longer period of time, but books have to be quarantined for at least 24 hours. DVDs, we do at least, I believe it's 3 days.
Okay.
So the virus can't live on those materials for any longer than that period.
Wow. Well, that's a very proactive measure, though. I wouldn't know how to do all the. It's hard enough to keep on top of making sure that you wash your hands every day, but when you have that much material, you know. So.
Well, there's a lot of information out there about how long the virus lives on certain types of material, and we share a lot in the library world, so we get to look at what other libraries are doing and recommending, and so we've had a lot of resources.
Well, that's great. So going back to, I know that you said you changed hours. What are we looking at during the week then for you being open?
During the week, Monday through Friday, we're open to the public from 10 until 6.
Okay. And then on the
and then we're also open on the weekend, Saturday from 10 until 2 and Sunday from 1 to 3.
Okay.
And during those time periods, we are also available for our contactless curbside pickup, which is where people either go into our catalog from home and put materials that they want on hold, and we pick them up for them. They call us, let us know when they want to come get them, and we have them ready, and then we, when we see their car drive up, we go out and we put it, they're in a bag, we put them on a table, and then they can come out of their car and pick them up. People that can't come out of their car, don't want to come out of their car, if they just pop their trunk, we'll put it in the trunk for them.
Oh, wow.
And that will remain. We're trying to keep two streams of service, one stream for people who prefer to come in the building or need to use computers, and one stream for people who are still being very, very careful and do not want to come into the building but want to use our materials.
Right.
Plus, we've also extensively upped our e-materials. So our e-audio books and our e-books are available from home as well. And we've tried to make them much more available to our public.
Well, we are in the future, aren't we? Like, when you can do that from the library.
But it seems like people are either e-book readers or e-audio listeners, or they're book readers. They want the paper. So, you know, it kind of is a choice. People seem to gravitate towards one format or the other more.
Right, right. Well, okay, so my final question is this. So we know that we've got the summer reading program going on through July, and then being that you're open under these kind of COVID constraints, are there any other things that are coming up in the library that, you know, like you used to do as far as like the reading to children, baby, that kind of thing? Or
What we've done with those is we are still doing those. And in fact, we've increased what we're doing in our regular programming.
Okay.
And that is available in two formats. One is through Facebook. We're streaming everything on Facebook.
Oh, cool.
And the other one is on Channel 5. So anybody that gets any cable service, even if the most basic cable service, can get Channel 5. And those are all running on Channel 5. Plus, summer reading traditionally has all kinds of special programs.
Yeah.
And we are still doing that, and we're having guests come. And those, again, will be streamed on our Facebook, and they will be broadcast on Channel 5. So there'll still be an opportunity for that. With the younger kids primarily, we're also doing a lot of things that they can respond to and send in what they've been doing.
Right.
And then we will, again, incorporate that in our programming so they can see themselves on TV or on Facebook. Their friends can see what they're doing. So that'll be kind of cool. The teen group, we're doing a lot more interactive programming where there'll be a certain time and they come to a certain place online and can do different puzzles and games together. With the adults, we don't have as much right now, but we do have our three times a week we have, three times a week we film it. I believe we play it every day on Facebook and Channel 5, Tai Chi.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so we're really trying to keep as much available to people regardless of if they can or want to come in the building and if it's safe to provide that in the building, but then also remotely so people don't lose out on all the fun things we used to do.
I'm so glad, too. That, again, it keeps you connected, the library connected with the community, and the community knows that they still have the library to look to during all of this
definitely.
Time.
Definitely. And we've just been stunned at how many adults even like to watch our children's programming. You know, everywhere I go, I get comments from adults who don't have children at home anymore. Wow. And they're like, oh, I love your story time. I love your laugh sit. And I think it just reminds them that there still is some normal everyday life. And for the children also, you know, that some of the things they used to be able to come in the building and do, they still have some connection with that. They still get to see Betty and Julie. And there's still some sense of normalcy for them through those programs.
Right, right. That's again, I think that's just highly appreciated by everyone in the community.
We enjoy it, too.
Yes.
It's hard for us when we can't see our patrons every day and the way we used to.
Well, what I'll do is I'm going to take all of the information that I got from you. I'm going to put it up on our website. If people are looking for any sorts of links to the library website or to Channel 5 as well, I'll get all of that up on voiceofmuscatine.com.
Wonderful. And that's all on our website,
right.
All of that. So, and people are always welcome to call if they have questions. We will be continuing to loosen our restrictions in terms of the building being open as things improve in the community. And, you know, we're also watching because on the horrible chance things don't improve or get worse, we might have to close again, but we will always continue our online programs, our Channel 5 programs, and our curbside delivery.
Well, Pam Collins from the Musser Public Library, thank you so much for taking the time to come on the show this morning. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate you asking me. Sorry, I had some phone problems.
No. Look, trust me, if you've listened to my show, that's nothing compared to what I've gone through. So, no, thank you again for your time. I will get this interview up on voiceofmuscatine.com as well, so people can, in case you missed it and you just got in the last minute, this has been Moving Forward on KWPC, the Voice of Muscatine.
Thank you.